Introduction. In March 2014, a deadly virus was spreading across Guinea. It was the virus that causes Ebola, a form of hemorrhagic fever, and the epidemic it sparked soon became the worst of its kind on record. Within a year, the disease had killed at least 10,000 people in West Africa. But this alone does not explain the enormous amount of attention that the Ebola outbreak attracted throughout the world. Death can come to a person in a variety of ways, but some ways can seem far worse than others, and the possibility of dying of Ebola was terrifying to many people. The humanitarian aid organization Médecins Sans Frontières, which was deeply involved in responding to the Ebola outbreak, claimed in a 2015 report, Ebola provokes an almost universal fear that is unequaled by any other disease. Fear, as Daniel Dewdney has observed, is the emotion most intimately linked to security. This book focuses on those dreaded diseases that governments have variously framed in security terms. These security diseases are often contagious but always infectious, caused by bacteria, viruses, or other microorganisms, and these two facts alone set them apart from diseases lacking a microbial cause, such as diabetes, stroke, and cancer. Although the latter are certainly serious health burdens in many places, the sudden outbreak of a deadly infectious disease has a greater tendency to excite the urgent attention of policymakers concerned about national security. As this book will show, however, the adoption of a security-oriented approach to preventing or responding to disease outbreaks is not necessarily a good thing. In a 1952 article, Arnold Wolfers argued that no policy can escape becoming a subject for moral judgment, which calls for the sacrifice of other values, as any security policy is bound to do. He highlighted, as a matter of ethical concern, the way by which, for better or for worse, security can manifest as a political practice, as distinct from a desirable state of being. When conceived in this way, security is not something that is inherently good, and the matter for judgment becomes, is activity X a good form of security practice? In the name of security, many a vital project has been funded, and also much money has been wasted. Appealing to security concerns can be a device not only for raising public awareness, but also for maintaining secrecy. A determination to pursue security can result in the achievement of good goals as well as the perpetuation of injustices. It might also be the case, moreover, that policymakers seeking to do the right thing encounter deep uncertainty about whether the benefit to be derived from choosing to implement a particular security practice outweighs the harm that might result from it. That is, in some situations deemed to be of security concern, a policy dilemma can arise.